on to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about financial literacy and some upcoming free workshops for people to sign up for. So joining me over the phone to talk about these workshops is the facilitator, Jay Falcone. So Jay, first off, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And maybe just to start, financial literacy. I know that for a while, I had no idea what this really meant. It is, you know, probably confusing for some people. So can you maybe just explain what is financial literacy?
Yeah, Jaron, that's a good point. A lot of individuals feel that they don't know enough about financial topics. But financial literacy is really the ability to read financial information and comprehend it enough so that you make some good financial decisions, you know, both in the short term and the long term. So it's really taking that financial data and kind of understanding it and saying, okay, how does this apply to me so that I can make good decisions for me and my family related to financial matters?
Mm-hmm. And this covers things like banking, taxes, insurance, things like that, right?
Of course, yeah, because if you think about it, you know, almost every decision that we make has some financial impact, right? You get up in the morning and you say, okay, am I going to make my lunch today or am I going to eat somewhere? Am I going to pay a bill today or do I got to pay it tomorrow? You know, next week I have an appointment to see my banker for a loan, right? We're constantly making decisions that affect our finances, right? So having a knowledge of finances is going to help you with your, in terms of your goals, getting you to your financial goals.
Okay. And I know I've asked you this question previously, but I still love to get your thoughts on it. And again, it's a little confusing for me as well, talking about financial literacy. Do you find that most people, you know, don't have a good enough grasp around it? I feel like, you know, we know how to maybe do a little bit about banking, but I know taxes, it's just for me, like it's a foreign language and I don't even want to get into insurance, credit, all these other different topics.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Jaron, because there's a lot of research. There's surveys that are done on this. And what they find is that Canadians have, some of the studies I've looked at is like about 50 to 60% of people or Canadians only have a basic understanding of financial concepts. And when we talk about basic, we're talking about just very basic questions. So, you know, the question I always ask people is, you know, do you want to have just a basic understanding of finances or do you want to have more than average knowledge? Because I know that when I get on a plane, I don't want the pilot to just have a basic understanding of how to fly that plane or how to maneuver in a difficult situation. I want that person to be experienced. So in the same breath, it's the same with our finances. And you're right. You know, a lot of people fall into two types of categories, Darren. They're either, they think they know more than they do know about finances, which is dangerous, right? Because if we think about it, we've been doing this from the moment we start making a paycheck, right? We're managing finances. So some people think they're doing well when they're really not. And then you have that other group that says, just like you alluded to, is that, you know what, I don't know enough about this. I'm going to let someone else do it for me. And a good example is your taxes, right? If you think about it, you know, our taxes, sometimes people treat them like that, that person, that cousin that we only see once a year at Christmas or Thanksgiving, and you got to deal with them, but then it's done, right? And that's not good, because if you think about it, Jaron, your income tax bill or our income tax bill is our largest expense. Mm-hmm. So you should have at least some basic understanding so that you can reduce that bill, if you will, right?
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Jay Falcone about financial literacy and some upcoming workshops for people to take to help them save a little bit of money, especially during these tough times.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Jay Falcone, who is the facilitator for some upcoming financial literacy workshops being put on by the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. And for those who don't know what financial literacy is, it just teaches you some of the basics when it comes to finances. This includes banking, investing, taxes, things like that. I know personally, my knowledge when it comes to finances is very underwhelming. I almost said overwhelming, underwhelming. And Jay, going back to a previous point, and this stuff, it's super important anytime, like all year round, but I feel like it's just so important right now as we're dealing with COVID-19, the economic downturn. Some people are still dealing with the aftermath of last year's flood. So, you know, so how important is this for those people who may be unfortunately struggling? Just a little bit more knowledge when it comes to finances. Like, it could go a long way.
Yeah, Jaron, that's a good point. And that's why you want to have a good knowledge of your finances for situations like this. Mm-hmm. For example, if individuals would have done some budgeting around their finances, one of the things that we teach in our budgeting lesson is the importance of having an emergency fund. An emergency fund is money that you put away so that in a case like an unexpected expense, like the furnace goes out or a car maintenance expense, or in this case here, if you think about it, COVID for a long period of time, you know, the wildfire that we had in 2016, if people maybe had an emergency fund, then they wouldn't be in as much financial, stress during this time that they may be, right? So it's all about, finances is all about planning and making good decisions, again, like I said before, both for the short term and long term.
I think I've said this before to you, Jay, and, you know, financial literacy, it's probably not that, you know, so-called sexy topic, but it's so important. And anyone who's listening and, you know, they're struggling with COVID-19, this isn't an attack on anybody. This is just promoting, you know, just how important it is to, start thinking about finances as early as possible. I've been told, I keep having that mindset that, you know, I'm still quite young. I can think about it, you know, when I get a little bit older. But I feel like that's probably not the greatest mindset to have. It's always nice to have a little bit of knowledge to start.
No, and that's a good point. And, you know, I was just going to talk about the fact that, as kids, you know, I know that when I went to school, we didn't really get a lot of training on that life skill. And if you think about it, it's one of those skills that you use from the moment that you start earning income, right? Whether it's a part-time job as a student, you're already starting to earn income. There's nothing wrong with having some good financial planning acumen at that time so that you can make those good decisions, right?
Mm-hmm. So let's get into some more information about these workshops that are coming up being hosted by the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. I want to mention at the start that it is $25 to take part. However, I believe if you take part in at least 80% of classes, you'll get your whole refund. You'll get a whole refund. So essentially, if you take all these classes, these are free. So let's get into some more information. I know there's a bunch of workshops and we could probably take about 20-30 minutes going through them all, but maybe just highlight some of the big ones that maybe people should really keep an eye out on.
Yeah, so that's good. So I'll just talk a little bit, Darren, about how we implemented the program and how it started.
Yep.
We actually talked to some newcomers to Canada. At the time, they were just talking about how to get a job at in the community. And as we started talking to them, they just relayed to us how difficult it is coming from another country into a new culture, a new climate, having to get a job. And then on top of that, there was all this financial maze, right? They're dealing with a new banking system, a credit system, insurance, all these things. So we thought, there is a need in the community for that. So we set up a program that covers basics of financial literacy. Banking, credit, budgeting, investment, insurance, income taxes, and government-sponsored programs. So we put this program together, and we started gearing it mainly towards newcomers to Canada. And after a few offerings, because it's about 8 weeks of the program, 2 hours a week on a weeknight, we started getting more and more people coming out because the word got out that, it was, people were getting a lot out of it. And of course, this is not about making a profit on it. That's why it's literally free. We started getting more and more people and we started getting a waiting list. But what we heard from those folks was, after the course, is they said, you know what, this was great, but I want to learn how to invest in stocks. How do I pick stocks? I want to learn how to buy property. I want to learn how to make money on the internet. And just recently, we had to include another session on cryptocurrencies, which deals with Bitcoin and that, because people were asking questions about that, right? So we developed a level two. So we have two levels. And what we found, Jaron, is that because we are opening up to the whole community, we not only had people that are new to Canada that are benefiting from this, but we're starting to see people that Canadians that have, lived here all their lives that are coming to the program. And what is really encouraging, Jaron, is that over the last couple of semesters, we've actually seen some high school students show up, which is great. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of the background to it. You enroll in either level one or level two. They're, again, 2 hours a week, and it's between 8 to 10 weeks, the program. We are doing them live. Just so you know, we tried it in the fall. We're doing it at the Keanu Recital Theater. We have social distancing. Everyone, of course, is wearing masks. But we find that it worked really well. So we're doing that again in April. We're offering our first one of the 2021 offering. It's offered in the spring and the fall. So it's April that we're starting the new Level 1 and Level 2 program.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Jay Falcone about financial literacy and some upcoming free workshops for people to sign up for to help them get a little bit more knowledge when it comes to finances.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics. On Mixed 103 Points, we're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics. On Mixed 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Jay Falcone, the facilitator for some upcoming workshops focused on financial literacy being put on by the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. And for those who are a little confused about financial literacy, these workshops aim to help people gain a little bit more knowledge when it comes to finances, things like banking, credit, insurance, taxes, even cryptocurrencies and investing in stocks. So there's a lot of terms and a lot of things to know when it comes to finances. And Jay, before the break, you're getting into some more detail about these workshops, and there are two levels. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but level one is really, you know, the basics and everything that you really need to know about finances. Again, this includes banking, budgeting, taxes, credit, so on. Level two is more of kind of like the add-ons, like some of the advantages where, you know, we're talking about cryptocurrencies, investing, things like that.
Yeah, Jaron, a good way to say it is that, you know, level one is the basics. And you know what? All of us need the basics, because like I said before, sometimes I think people think they know more than they do. So don't underestimate the level one program. But level two really is all about investments, all different types of investments. And, you know, it gets into a little bit more detail. And we do have assignments. People have some, you know, just regular assignments just to reinforce the principles. So there is a bit of homework associated with it. Nothing major, but just to keep people in the mode of applying the principles that we learn. And most people take level one first and then go to level two. Mm-hmm. But you'll have some individuals that will take level one and two at the same time. But it can get pretty heavy with other commitments that people have.
Mm-hmm. So I know you mentioned that these workshops have been quite popular in the past, having actually a wait list. Are you anticipating that to be the same this year, maybe even more because of COVID, the flood and everything that's happening with the economy?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Well, and the other thing is that because we have the social distancing restrictions and that, you know, we are putting a limit of less people than we typically have. So we anticipate that the classes are going to get filled up fairly quickly. So if individuals want to come out, then they should register as soon as possible, and then that way it keeps their position.
For sure. And for those who are interested, I know that the first workshop for level one is on April the 6th and level two, April the 1st. So it's coming up. So yeah, if you want to definitely take part, register as soon as possible. So,
yes, that's a good point.
So Jay, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
No, I think at the beginning of the interview, Jaron, you talked about the importance of having, you know, some financial knowledge, and it's never too late to get an understanding of your finances, whether you're, you know, just starting out in the working world or whether you've been there for a while. But even, you know, as late as people that are just going into retirement, can make some good financial decisions that are going to help them in the future. So, you know, we believe that this program is available to anyone that really wants to learn about more about their finances.
Well, Jay, unfortunately, that's all the time we have, but I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to come on the show and talk about financial literacy.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jaron. Have a great day.
Once again, that was Jay Falcone, facilitator for these financial literacy workshops. Now for, the most important information, how to sign up. Now, all you have to do is head to the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo's website. There, they will have links to both levels of the workshops. Once again, level one, some of the basics and really important things you need to know about finances, including banking, budgeting, income tax, taxes, credit, things like that. And there's also a link for level two, which is more of like I like to call the add-ons, some of the other benefits of finances, including cryptocurrencies and investing in stocks. So again, all you have to do is head to the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo's website. There is a $25 fee. However, if you attend 80% of the classes in each of the levels that you sign up for, you get all your funds refunded. So virtually, or I guess it is literally a free event if you make sure you attend as much of the programs and courses as possible. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.